One of the biggest questions of the internet age is how to turn a free service into something people will pay for. Today, NPR's Planet Money team offers a cautionary tale. Hannah Jaffe-Wald has the story of how one small mistake in getting away from free caused trouble that's been impossible to fix.
A while back, Russ Roberts, an economist at George Mason University, mentioned to me that he'd heard veterans do not like the Red Cross, and he found that curious.
I think most of us think of the Red Cross as a pretty mom and apple pie organization, and I wondered what could possibly create hostility about the Red Cross. And this person said, well, the donuts. And I said, the donuts? What could that be?
The story was that during World War II, the Red Cross set up comfort stations for soldiers overseas. You could go there if you were a soldier and get coffee and donuts for free. Until 1942. 1942, the Red Cross started charging for the donuts. Soldiers have held a grudge ever since. Russ Roberts said, I swear you could go to any VFW hall today, mention the Red Cross, they will bring up the donuts.
Huh? Roosevelt?
Red Cross.
Which, of course, I did, and which turned out to be absolutely true. Here's Howard Dunn and Tom Kane in Brooklyn, both guys who served in the 1940s. And first thing they had to say about the Red Cross?
But they always gave out their donuts and coffee, but I feel they shouldn't charge the service people.
Charge the service people for what? I asked. The donuts, he said. Next stool over at the bar, Major William B. Harris.
So we all felt the same. It was a shame. It was a disgrace. And I still remember very vividly, even though I'm 93 years old.
Harris actually told me, like everyone else I talked to at the VFW hall, that he was never personally charged for the donuts, which made me wonder if this really happened. I called the Red Cross and said, have you guys heard of this? Here's the archivist, Susan Watson.
Funny you should ask that. Before I even came to work for the Red Cross, I heard about it. So it keeps coming up that they were charged for coffee and donuts.
And Watson told me, it is true, the Red Cross did charge for donuts, but only during a brief period and only because the U.S. government asked them to. The U.S. soldiers went over to Europe to fight in the war, Watson told me. The Americans arrived well-equipped. They had these nice comfort stations with free donuts. And the British had their own stations, but they had to pay for their snacks. It was a tense situation, so tense that the U.S. Secretary of War wrote the Red Cross a letter asking the organization to help ease this tension by charging for donuts.
And we actually have documentation of that. We have the letter that he sent out.
The letter, I checked, is posted on the Red Cross website, where it also says the Red Cross was, quote, adamantly opposed to charging for donuts and protested vehemently, but lost the fight when it received this letter. The website continues, the organization has been living with the ramifications ever since.
If you see gray and you surround it with white, the gray will seem darker to you.
Uri Simonson is a business professor at the University of Pennsylvania, and he says what's true for colors is true for prices. Gray seems darker next to white. A couple cents for a donut seems outrageous next to free. But Simonson says people adjust to price changes. It's 70 years later, and the veterans have not adjusted, which makes him think that what happened here was something different, something called a categorical change.
Yeah, so imagine for Thanksgiving you go to your parents for dinner, and after a nice dinner they say, that's going to be $10 per person. You'd be upset.
Not because $10 is too much to ask, but because they change the nature of the relationship. That, Simonson says, is what the Red Cross did with the servicemen in 1942. It went from being more like your mom to being like the corner store. And this was terribly disorienting to servicemen because until that moment, it never would have even occurred to them that the Red Cross donuts could have a price.
I wouldn't tell my wife tonight, you know, I'm changing this diaper for free tonight. I wouldn't say that. Just saying free would imply that non-free was a possibility.
So for all the internet companies out there looking to charge for your service, know that changing categories is really difficult. Just ask the Red Cross, an organization that now brings free donuts to any event that involves veterans, and pleads.
But here are the free. You know, let's get past this.
I told the guys at the VFW hall that the Red Cross always brings free donuts now, and here's what they had to say about that.
Stale donuts, probably too.
Once you leave the free category, it's really hard to go back. I'm Hannah Jaffe-Walt, coming to you for free from NPR News.